Welcome to episode 30 of Enter the Crucible. I am Mayhew, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by...
Pirate Captain.
Clint.
Carter.
So, we were fortunate enough to get early access, and by early I mean a whole day.
Because we're the best podcast.
Well, we're one of a small group of people.
I'm not talking about War Machine. I'm talking about of all time. All podcasts.
I don't know why you guys were laughing.
Yeah.
What? That's just fact.
Is it just fact?
Yeah.
The only podcast I can trust is this podcast.
This is the only podcast I listen to. And I just skip till I'm talking. So
that's funny because I skip through when you're talking. Because it's all about like actual War Machine. And
you know, that's why you're such a crappy War Machine player.
Because I don't listen to cars. Dang it. I knew there was a problem.
Yeah, that's what you're doing wrong.
I knew what I was missing.
Why are we here?
So since we support the WTC by... going to Ireland, actually streaming stuff.
That's so hard. Mayhew and Clint asked to go to Ireland.
A bunch of nice people gave us money to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
So terrible.
It's such an exclusive club, too.
Knocking out of the park.
we were given access to the WTC list early. Granted.
And because you guys helped us out, with getting there, we're going to give you exclusive, I was going to say footage. It's not footage. There's no footage here.
It's an audio medium, yes.
exclusive audioage of our stupendous thoughts.
Of us talking about stuff we saw.
Yeah. But, you know, it also helps support the WTC, and we're all about supporting the WTC here at the ETC, not the... European Team Championships.
I'm so confused already. You've confused me.
And we actually got some interesting stuff going on. So yeah. I think
as you listen to this, the list should be online. Obviously, with a day worth of review, we haven't reviewed all 500 something lists.
He said day.
Whole day.
Because we don't work.
So, I like how I stunned him with my crap story. He couldn't get back into it.
The people love poop, bro.
They do. All right, continue.
It's a shitty story, you know it.
Oh, come on, man.
Man, this is...
So if you're not aware of the World Team Championship format, teams of five, each player has two lists, and they have a team selection process at the front of each round. The important thing to understand is that when people build their list for their team, they're building it with that team selection process in play. So I usually try and caution against taking any sort of deep meaning into the meta as far as the WTC lists are concerned, because there are a lot of other considerations going into those lists outside of just these are the two lists these people feel the most comfortable with.
Because it's not just your standard steamroller. Some teams picked multiple players to go up, and then the other team picks who they're going to play, and so there's a lot. It's more involved.
I think that's to a point, but sometimes I feel like some of the teams are just picking lists that are just good. Like you're seeing a lot of the EE and Runes of War pairing, which is wrecking tournaments right now. So
one of the things that Clint said, and I know we said when we were talking about it, that you see, and it's like some people are going to their comfort picks. It's like, okay, maybe there's some meta here, but I know this list inside and out. This is what I'm bringing to the world stage.
Absolutely.
Yep. Why not just put my best foot forward?
All right, so why don't you go through the team selection process as far as the picking the lists and picking the matchups?
Okay, so the team selection process is relatively simple. Both teams roll off. The player who gets to pick first presents...
The teams roll off. Team captains roll off. Mm-hmm. And one team wins and one team... doesn't win. So it's team A, team B.
You know what I love about this is that Clint and I know this format because you just explained it to us.
Yeah, and,
and you are now stumbling through it.
It's information
so
overload.
The roll off gets to pick if they'd like to be team A or team B.
Right.
Is this jogging any memory?
Team B. Team B presents a player. Team A presents two players. All lists are open. And then team B picks which player of those two that the team B player plays against. And then
it swaps.
And then the remaining player stays up, and then Team B puts two players up. Team A then chooses among those two players who their remaining pick is. to play against, and then that repeats until all the pairings have happened.
So the important thing there is I see who you're bringing. Mm-hmm. I get to pick two people that I think have answers to that, but you get to pick which one specifically you're going against. So right. It's like play, counterplay, more counterplay.
Absolutely.
And then isn't it one of the teams, I don't forget if it's A or B, gets to pick the last two matchups basically?
The team that doesn't get to pick, it doesn't have first pick, gets to pick which table they play on.
No, but between team A and team B, one of those teams chooses the last two matchups basically. Mm-hmm. Right? That's team B, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then team A, right, gets to choose the terrain? Gets to choose which table?
Team A gets to choose which table.
Okay.
Yeah.
So team A gets to choose. So team B basically gets an advantage because the last two matchups, they get to basically pick because there's only five teams. So team A gets to choose which teams play at which matchups get played at which table. So let's say you know that you're playing Legion versus Menoth. You're going to pick the table with a bunch of forests. That kind of thing.
Right.
So that's the way of them balancing it out. And that is new to last year's,
yes.
WTC.
Yeah, I think the format lends itself to a lot of strategy as far as the picks go. I've played in that format before, and I was like the total weak link of my team, which was awesome. But
it was in three-man team, so like you can only have one league.
That's right. It was interesting seeing like the matchups. Like, okay, I don't want to play against that guy, and you can usually do a pretty good job as like the team captain of protecting like one or two players from one or two matchups. But eventually, the format you're gonna find is like the opposing team is gonna get matchups they want. You're gonna get matchups you want. So that's where the list building and what factions you're taking come into play. It's like. There's some crazy stuff going on with these lists. There's like two teams with five Krix armies.
Yes.
Everybody took Krix. Talk about a crazy skew. I mean, because as far as like team captain going, I'm like, maybe I'm thinking one or two Signar or Legion players to try and have a really good matchup with Krix. Maybe we're taking Saren into the... You wouldn't necessarily want to take Saren into a two-list pairing in a lot of the current metagames. But if you know I'm going to Saren into the, you know... Okay, we're going to have one guy playing against Saren and then four people playing Krix and two of your non-Krix ready matchups, stuff like that. So that's some interesting tactics you can do with the
And I don't think that has actually happened in this format yet where somebody like tried to skew one faction.
I'm glad somebody's doing it, but like Pyre Captain said, I wish it was a different faction.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's the best one to do it with.
I agree.
It doesn't matter.
I agree. I just hate it.
A part of that element of it is that you can't repeat casters across the team.
That's true. That's a big weakness.
Yeah.
So they have 10 different casters. So it's not like
five Egaspies or
five body and
a bunch of Gorshades.
Okay. All right. Let's name 2 or 10 Krix casters that are totally playable.
And that's what's really funny because that's my first response.
You start scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Yeah.
But,
give me the last three.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, okay, we're definitely seeing both Denegras. We're seeing...
The funny thing is that both of the teams...
Yeah, but you're going to see one not-so-great caster with an awesome caster.
Yeah, more than likely.
You're not going to be... One guy's not going to have freaking Venethrax and Scavarus.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, while we're on the subject, we can actually go into those two teams.
Let's do it.
And bring up like what their lists are.
And just a forewarning, we've only had a day to discuss this, so...
We've only had hours.
We've only had an hour to look this through, so we're not going to go through trends, or we're not going to go through
a little bit,
data.
We're not going to go through...
So we're just going to give you our initial input.
The lists are available online. I'm sure there's been plenty of discussions today about it.
So you data crunchers, go for it. Have at it. Just don't expect us to be right.
This is us just going through and be like, oh, that's cool, that's interesting, that's cool. Yeah. And that's basically it.
So no, let's talk about these evil
right.
Evil
that is a soundbite I want for like every podcast we have now. Like, you data crunchers, go at it, just don't expect us to be right.
Don't expect the people that you're listening to be an authority on the subject.
Nobody expects you to be an authority on anything, Matthew. Just so
all
you
right.
know.
It gets me, it helps me in my
all right,
so we're starting with Team Portugal?
Yeah, Team Portugal Cult, KULT. I'm going to throw out a disclaimer real quick. I'm going to mispronounce a lot of people's names and team names, so I'm sure I'm not going to be the only one on this podcast to do so. But they were the first team that I saw that had all Krix. Their lists were One of them was playing Denny 2 with Body and Soul, and then Gorshe 2 tier. The other one was Terminus with, I think it was Terminus and a Kraken, and I have other people looking at the actual.
Yes, yeah. Kraken.
With Denny 1. We have next player is Scar 1 with Morten Ebra.
Okay.
Next player is Gaspy 2 with Scar 2 tier.
That's interesting.
That yeah. is really interesting.
And then the last one is Gaspy 3 and Gorshe 3.
Wow. Casters.
Yeah, look yeah. at that.
yes.
That's where I'm like, yeah, was you it, look at two.
Was that only four? Maybe. I feel like that was only four.
Nope. No, that's
all five.
Dang.
Yeah.
Didn't even Stop have to scrape whining. The bottom.
Yeah. I wasn't. Touch
the I'm bottom. Not saying you. That was out to all of Cricks everywhere.
I don't think we're whining at this point.
You have 10 very playable casters.
Aside from like the, you know, the Suck outliers, it. Cricks is usually like, you know what, that new release, not so great, but you know, that's okay. We still got all these.
We're still Cricks.
I do have an antidote about this team. Or,
you have an antidote?
Whatever.
To Cricks?
Yeah, it's called Signar.
Not. Signar, oh, yeah.
Gun mages.
I made a tweet today that said, I'm going through all the WTC lists, making a spreadsheet from our art guy, and not once have I thought, maybe that's Scar 2 instead of Scar 1, until I came across this team. Like, oh, Queen of the Broken Coast. Okay, that's Scar 2.
Nice. What about the other Alcricks team? Did they, curious what their casters were.
Sweden, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Sweden. Okay. With Rickard Nelson's on that team.
Rickard?
Rickard's on that team.
He's playing Cricks and not Cricks? Minions?
Yes.
Sweden. Sacrilegious.
Wait, which one? Sweden what? Which one?
Sweden Dynamite.
Sweden Dynamite.
Or Dynamite.
So,
Dynamite. Actually, like Dynamite.
Player one is Denny 1 and Gaspy 3. Player two is Gaspy 2 and the Witch Coven tier. And I think it's the first tier.
It's the Auguries of War, not my Machine Minds, which yeah. is fine. Cause
two units of Soul Hunters. Wow. Someone owns two units of Soul Hunters.
That's a crazy skew. That list is actually really good.
It's all about that speed, baby.
Yeah. It's all about incorporeal speed, and you can't touch any of their models because of Ghostly and that feat. And it's a really good list. Gorshade 1 and then Body and Soul.
Interesting, because he's not going with the Gorshade Warjack Wall that we've seen do well at events before. Can you? Let's see here.
Two Helldivers.
He's going with two units of Raiders. That's interesting. Two Helldivers. So he's not even going Jack Heavy. Maybe so he's going Infantry Heavy Gorshade 1. I wonder what his plan is. Maybe he's trying to use Mage Blight to good effect?
That might be it. Especially if it's kill box.
And hiding behind the Helldivers? Yeah. Crazy Swedes.
And then you have Scar 1 with Gorshe 2 tier, which I think is the standard tier. And then Gorshe 3 with Scabrous.
Interesting.
Scabrous was one of the trends I saw. I've seen at least three Scabrous in these lists.
The other Ulkrix team didn't have Scabrous.
No. No.
Interesting enough.
But there was
because there's plenty of casters.
Because there's
11.
Solid. 12. There was
it didn't have, it didn't have Witch Coven either. Gorshe 1's kind of
are we up to 13 now?
Scraping Probably. The bottle, the barrel in my
They
opinion.
Didn't take Venithrax. I think that's what you're saying about Cricks at this point.
Not Venithrax.
Or Gaspy 1.
Yeah. No Gaspy 1 in either of these lists.
Yep.
He had two all Cricks teams. Listen, and a good caster, and Gaspy 1 was not there.
Where's the E Sturgis? That's my question.
There is a Sturgis.
Hey, P Sturgis shows up.
I'm talking about E Sturgis, baby.
No, well, listen, nobody cares.
Okay.
He died and got way less cool. Like, most of the time when you die, you get cooler, but in this situation, it got way less cool.
It's not his fault. It's just the people around him.
It's true. So, that was the all Cricks teams, which is obviously something to talk about.
Okay, so Ricard's on that team. He normally plays minions, from what I hear, right? Mm-hmm. So, that team is obviously going for some kind of... That didn't just happen. It wasn't just, hey, guys... Hey,
you like Cricks?
I love Cricks. You play, yeah. It's like, hey, they're going for something.
That seems like an obvious attempt to try and skew the format.
And I wish
like,
they
can
would
you handle this.
I wish they would say like, you know, who's kind of the A team and who's the B team.
Listen, man,
so that
nobody's A team. Where everybody's putting their
everybody has
forward.
Everybody has an equal chance here, man.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they don't have an equal chance. I'm just saying, there's an A team and there's a B team.
Who's the BA Baracus and the Templeton Peck and the...
Exactly.
Okay. A team? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew where you're going with that. Yeah.
BA Baracus?
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to comment on was the fact that of the 10 Australian players that are going, three of them are Retribution players.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No, and I was a surprising amount of Retribution, and I actually found like a surprising amount of Retribution to begin with, more than like the one or two we list last year.
And just to be clear, it's two on one team, I believe, and one on the other. So, I mean, three ret players.
Australia Platypus has two ret players.
And that's the
That's the other team. That's Aaron Wales, Sheldon Pace, Dylan Simmer, David Potts, and Jeff Galea.
I think it's pronounced.
And I can actually say those names because I'm an ignorant American and I only know English names.
I'd just like to point out that Team Australia is Platypus and Wombat, which means that they are probably my favorite teams.
And yep. They're definitely the cutest.
What?
Yeah, those Aussies, they just get you, don't they?
Yeah, all they need to do is speak. I turned Siri on my iPhone into an Australian chick. Because it didn't. It's like I don't even need my hands to drive anymore.
I'm looking forward to them meeting you.
Oh, God.
The Australians are known to be a reserved, like, very humbled people.
Did you see a lot of runes in EE pairings?
Yes, I saw a lot of runes in EE pairings.
Yeah, but there's,
that's just the hotness right now.
Yeah.
There's a guy that's running P Madrak and P Gristle. There's a guy running EE and Grim. They're all over the place.
I saw a non-tier Doom Shaper 1 list.
That's interesting.
But yeah, the team.
I think there's less EE Runes of War pairings than what we thought.
So I saw a couple of Zirkova 2s.
That's cool.
I saw a Thyrin. Thyrin's on Team Platypus.
That makes sense.
While we're looking for more stuff, I would love to go over a new team for this year.
Okay.
Who is Team Middle East.
Woohoo!
I'm actually kind of wondering, because it's Team Middle East, like, is there a particular country? Like, have we seen that before, where there's like a region?
No, I can kind of understand if they're pulling it from a region.
What are they playing?
They're playing War Machine.
The thing was... I think I brought that. The thing with Team Middle East is we don't know all the situation that went into that right off the bat. So, I'm not going to try and say anything about that. I was like, and what's your definition of the Middle East?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like,
well, it could involve...
What? How many new teams do we have? Do we know?
It's weird because last year's list is not... like 100% identical, because last year's list is the team names changed a little bit and they're not exactly the same team. Like, okay. Poland Reckless and like Australia was Australia Gold and not Platypus or Wombat.
Well, I know, but
they upgraded.
But that's why they're only got
two for
last
each
year.
Two for each country.
Yeah,
two for I know each Middle East is new. Northern Ireland is new, right? They didn't have Northern Ireland didn't have two teams last year, right?
Let's see.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people were tagging along two extra teams, because who would?
China had their own team.
They have no team this year.
And Malta. Is Malta still up there?
No.
So we lost Malta. What about Slovakia?
We lost Malta.
We lost it. We lost it, guys.
Wait, last year there was a Team United Nations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one this year.
It's basically...
It's the for funsies guys.
Yeah, it's the ringer team. It's the...
White.
That's a good...
Guys. Body and soul.
Well, there's Denegger 1, so I hate them already. Oh, Brett Fogel. I played against him. He rocked my world. He was Brett Fogel was one of the guys that was like, are you okay? Like, he was the one that was destroying me.
Oh, okay.
And couldn't understand why I was like okay with it.
You were staring death in the face.
Like, yeah.
Are you really this bad or something wrong?
Eastgar.
That's Eastgar. So he's playing...
DJ Nightmare.
Yeah. Brett Fogel's playing Kruger 2 and Bradigus. But
World War.
Basically, these guys are like... I guess the point was, you know, guys that are... or people that are good ambassadors to the sport. Brett Fogel's... You know, I've only played him once, but he's definitely a good ambassador. He's a good guy to play against. Bubba Dalton. Love his name. He's playing Doomshaper and EE, of course. Dominic Siege. All right, Siege and Haley too.
Some mean lists. I think it's just more of like a.
Let's.
Hey, I have a team that actually represents what this is all about.
And also, it's like they put out the calls. Like, I could have theoretically submitted an application for Team United.
Could have.
So could.
I mean,
so
I could
have. I
submit an application.
Yeah.
They'll be like, we have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
And went 1-1.
My most impressive 1-1 record ever.
And almost beat Lich.
And I got enjoyment out of that. That's just
you played well.
Oh, nah.
He got enjoyment out of trolling the internet. That's what he got enjoyment out of.
That's
yeah. While everybody's crying, you're like, hey, I'm actually having fun.
All right. So what were our previous year's winners? That was USA Stripes or Stars?
Stripes, I believe.
Stars. Stars is the A team.
Okay.
Last year it was the A team.
Let's see what they're bringing this time around.
I think.
Yeah, it was Stars. Stars got first. It was Stars followed by
but
Poland, Rickles.
It's America, so it's like A1.
I'm as an American, I'm going to say I looked at their list.
So glad you're our ambassador to this, Clint.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not commentating. There's a reason.
Thank God.
Just doing the tech.
So we've got Ngannou with Cro-Mac 2.
I love that he's rocking Cro-Mac 2 because it's.
I saw Morehouse is rocking him too as well on the Aussie team.
Yeah, but he's Australian, so I don't care.
I give him full credit, though, for not.
That goober can do whatever he wants.
Another common thread is like most circle lists for Kruger 2 and World War as a pair, which is understandable. But like Morehouse and Pagani both did Cro-Mac 2 instead of World War.
And Kruger.
Well, the thing running around is
Kruger. Kruger 2 is all of them.
Yeah, it's all. It's everybody.
Everybody has Kruger 2.
Don't want to live without you. And then let's see. We got a Scar 1, Bainite, and Mechanithral Spam. With who is that? That's Ryan Chiriboga.
I think he's one. He's the person who won the last Iron Gauntlet.
These are probably the same lists as he played last year.
And he's doing Lich 2?
No, I don't think he played Lich 2 last year.
Yeah, that's really funny. That's very similar to my current tournament pairing. Mr. Brian White with, I'm guessing, Harbinger and High Reclaimers. In
yes, Harbinger and High Reclaimer.
Yep.
So this team...
there's a Jacob Van Mitar.
Van Mitar?
Van Mitar. I don't know if I'm
saying now that sounds more like a Middle Eastern name. Jacob Van Mitar.
Van Mitar.
Which is JVM for all you people who can't cut through the gibberish.
Well, I just like that we actually, you and I ran into him at like the team tournament in Adepticon, and in my head it was always Martin Van Buren and not Jake Van Meter, and that's become a thing between
Yes, Martin Van Buren.
In our circle, he doesn't know it.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
But he's Martin Van Buren.
He might know it now.
He's playing Vale 2, Abbey 2, and they're both in tier.
I thought
so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
I didn't notice it was in tier. I missed that when I reviewed it.
I just saw that the huge text of paragraph because they added all the tier benefits. So
I have no idea.
And then Tom Guan is playing Denny 1, Denny 2.
Yeah, body and soul.
Which so
like he does.
I think this team seems to be playing what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, for the most part. I don't as
they're playing dual cricks, which
I don't think it's bad.
They played dual cricks last year.
Yeah. And they're all like these are people. They're doing with the what you just said, which is they're familiar with their lists.
Yeah.
And having dual cricks is.
Yeah, I don't feel like these guys got together and were like, okay, how do we game the system and let's make a crazy skew like the Swedish and.
I don't know. I think I don't think they did a crazy skew, but I think they definitely thought about it.
These guys were like, we're all amazing players. I'm gonna play what I'm best at and just represent.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that Wolpagani is playing Cro-Mac 2 with two shifting stones.
And I think there was a conversation there of what matchups
what
matchups are we looking for, and Absolutely. Do we make any changes to enhance the list?
Also, if you have Ryan and Tom with the Cricks armies, you have to coordinate what casters you're bringing. You don't want to be awkward and show up in the same dress.
All right. Well, they'll just kick you out at that point because you broke the rules.
And then which Polish team was second place?
Reckless, which I don't know what the equivalent is this year.
There's leaders and grunts, so I'm guessing leaders? I don't know.
Let me see if the any... Let me...
Conrad and Carol Sosnowski. Oh, the Sosnowski brothers.
Oh.
They made a really good movie.
And oh, there's two really bad
ones. There's Sosnowski siblings, sir.
Oh, sorry. The Sosnowski siblings.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to bring up Poland's names, so if I see if there's any... cross promotion. Oh, there it is. Last year was Mikhail Konechesny.
All right, so it's not this one.
Andras Kaz.
Don't even try. Just give me first letter and of both names.
This is definitely an edit.
Pirate
right
Cap,
now.
You want to take a shot at that?
Yeah.
I just love
Christoph something other. Maybug. Maybug. It's team captain. Ooh. All right.
So let's go with
that.
So they're the grunts.
So Poland, which got second from last year. Mm-hmm. This is Poland grunts, by the way, which is funny because they went grunts and leaders. We're rocking Minoth, Mr. Christoph, with Scrutator Severus and Harbinger Minoth.
Scrutator.
Mr. Tomas, also known as Tutajek, is rocking High Reclaimer and Ensign Durst. That's interesting.
I saw a lot of Durst.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Durst out
That's
there.
That's funny. Durst. And it's, he's making his way into the meta for sure. So we got two Minite players, which I feel like overall you don't see as much Minoth in like high-level competition at this point, with the exception of like your Michael Pierre, Brian White. Of course, I'm also analyzing the U.S. meta.
Now, it's funny you're talking about that. USA Stripes has two Minoth players. Brandon Kading playing Sevi 2 and...
Fiora 2.
And then Mark Pierre is playing...
Sevi 1 and Harbinger. There you go. I'll shut my mouth.
So they're doubling up on Menoth, which is interesting given that, you know, it's kind of thought right now in the meta that Menoth isn't doing so great.
But I think Menoth actually has a pretty good place in the format.
Yeah,
you can kind of pick and choose who they're going to go up against.
Absolutely. Now. It's like, oh, find the non-inhospitable ground caster.
Yeah, the not trolls, evidently.
You've got Krix with Peace Gar and Scabrous.
This is in Poland.
Yeah,
Poland grunts still.
We've got Legion with Veil, and that, of course, it's Tier 4 Veil. And then it's Eval. And then, what was the other caster?
Veil 1.
Veil 1. So that's a pretty common pairing you see in competitive Legion formats. And then Mr. Conrad with Body and Soul Tier 4 and Witch Coven Machine Minds Tier 4. Oh, man. That's a man
goodness.
After my heart right there.
Oh, I don't like that person.
I've run that pairing before, and it's confusing for you and everybody else. Do I get all the infantry, or do I get all the jacks?
But you have some enjoyment that day.
Oh, God. It's awesome.
And you just can't fit anything on your tournament tray.
And then what? U.S. Stripes was third from last year?
Yes, which is... Dumb. You have Jay Larson with Runes and EE.
Oh, yeah, that bastard.
Brian Marino with Veil 1, Veil 2. Brandon Kading, who was the last War Machine Weekend winner, with Fiora 2 and Sevi 2. Jeremy Lee with Gatsby 3 and Body and Soul. And then Mike Pierre with Sevi 1 and Harbinger.
So I think this is pretty standard list that these players have been playing. We've seen it in the U.S. meta. So.
I was a little surprised that Pierre didn't go with Durst, because he was talking about him, at least when we were talking in the podcast on Durst Impact. It might be a team choice. It might be maybe they don't think Durst is as good as initially thought. Who knows? But
they definitely talked about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. We're looking at the previous top three teams, and I feel like they're going with the "we're just going to take what we're comfortable with" strategy mm-hmm. to the list building process versus the. I mean, I'm sure they've got to be having some sort of matchups in mind. You play those lists enough, you know what you want to play against, what you don't want to play against, and you're going to try and finagle that. But it seems like these guys are just like, oh, I played Harbinger a million times, and Brian White, I can play this like a robot, and I'm gonna do that.
And now that these lists are going up there, I'm sure that the conversation's going to happen of like, okay, what do I do with my list when I got to play against Krix and maybe some non-standard Krix lists? And
yeah, as you're listening to this podcast, there's probably lots of Facebook message groups going on right now. Like, what are we going to do when we play against five Krix players?
I think like the thing is like, if you're bringing your confident tournament list pair, you had the thought of playing against Krix in that pair.
Like, it seems like
you had it playing against Krix.
Well, I mean, like think of like Will Bagani. I would 100% believe that Will Bagani would take Kruger 2 and Chromac 2 into any tournament.
Absolutely.
And if he faces off against Krix, he would probably drop Kruger 2. Try not to speak for the guy, but that's he has a Krix drop in that pair, even if it's not optimal.
It seems like they're bringing good tournament pairings that can stand on their own and don't rely on their teammates to cover matchups.
Right.
Is Body and Soul a good Krix drop?
All those sprays and the Hellmouth for sure.
Sprays are good.
And
sprays
Krix does not like that feat at all.
That's very true.
That's a bad feat for Krix.
Some other trends I saw, a lot of Zal 1 tier.
Zal 1 tier?
Yeah, with all the Immortals and Ancestral Guardians and
interesting.
Stuff. It's like a lot of the scoring lists were...
it's like, oh, wish I could have taken that guy.
Fist Mordekaiser. But no Zal 2. Weakness.
I think these lists were submitted before Zal 2 came out.
That's fair. I was just submitted anyway.
Whatever.
Just all in on that blind. Like, it's going to work.
It doesn't matter. Right, Zal 2.
He probably has this many Warjack points or Warbeast points.
I saw another. I'm a Scorn player, so I may have been colored a little bit, but. My perception.
That means something different down here.
Does what?
Stop.
What are you talking about? I saw a lot of bugs, gun bugs. There was a Rosjeth list. One of the Australian players was playing a Rosjeth list. It was three gun bugs, the Snipe, Animus, and Croak Raiders with Rosjeth.
Oh, God.
I thought you were talking about Xerxes, too.
No, this is a Rosjeth list. There's also another Xerxes 2 list I saw, which was Xerxes Battle Group was three gun bugs and a Snipe Animus, and then Zadesh running a Snipe Animus.
Zadoosh.
Zadoosh.
Yeah, Legion. Bye-bye, Legion.
Like one of the Scorn players I saw on Goose, Canada Goose, was playing the Xerxes 2 list like that with the Zul 1 tier, and that was his pair. I'm like, that's a dude after my own heart.
Cool.
Also, like, a very common Legion pairing was Veil 1, Veil 2.
That a lot. Which, well, it's a pairing that can kind of stand up on its own. I feel like it has some weaknesses, though.
And that was a trend from last year, right? Veil 1, Veil 2 was the most common from last year?
I don't know.
Or was it Veil 2, Saren?
I think it was Veil 2, Saren. That was the most common pairing in all the lists. Was Veil 2, common Saren.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was like you see a lot of Veil 1, Veil 2. Abby 2 is in here a couple times. There's a lot more Thagrash 2 than I would expect.
I'm definitely...
We'll blame it on Tim Bakey. Tim Bakey brought it home. I'm just trying to think through all the factions now of different things I saw. Circle, some Cro-Mac 1, a lot of Kruger 2 World War. So there's a couple minions in there.
Yeah.
There was a Rask somebody, and there was a Barnabas Rask pairing.
Sure.
Minions. There was a fair amount. There was a couple instances of Morvana 1 in the Circle list.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was really impressed to see the few instances I saw of her. I think even one of the Australian teams has her, honestly. I was mistaken. Retribution was, I saw a lot more than I'm used to seeing Retribution. Like we already talked about Australia having three, but I saw a bunch of them. An instance of Thyrin. A big thing I saw a lot of in the Retribution players, I saw a lot of Raven tier. The 33 Strike Force Raven tier.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is a very interesting thing in this format. Yeah.
Well, it's nice when you go, oh, man, it's turn two. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do here. Kind of feeling the pressure. Oh, my teammate just won. Sweet. All right. Pressure's off a little bit. Or, oh, they just lost. Okay, now I have to win. Oh, Lord.
And some of the obvious ones like Virus 2 and all that type of stuff. Some Force Wall instances. Signar. Signar actually had a decent amount of Haley 2, Haley 3 pairings. We were talking before the podcast about one of the team... Czech Republic.
Sturgis.
With Sturgis 1 and Haley 1 as his pair. And both of them looked like they were armor busting lists.
Yeah, which is weird.
That's Joseph's. So, with the Stalin? Last names are Thaness.
Stalin? Was that what it is? Stalin?
Skladanki? Skladanka. Skladanka. There you go. Well, Joseph?
There's an accent over that. I'm going to screw that up. But it doesn't matter. Anyways.
Yeah. Skladanka. Is that closer? Is that what the accent?
We're helping.
Skladoosh.
It was actually
Tyrant Skladoosh.
I was really happy to see Sturgis 1 Long Gunners because I'd been like kind of looking at that and I was like, you know, you talk a lot about Snipe and what, like, Signar has three Snipe casters and I think Sturgis is like the go-to Snipe Long Gunner because Prime Kane, I don't necessarily think he needs that.
Because he's just going to kill everything.
Yeah,
Long
he's
going to
do
kill
his own thing. Prime Strikers usually play in a different game, although there was the old pop and drop Earthquake and Long Gunners for the assassination. But Sturgis just kind of can throw that out there and forget about it, make things happen. And one of the things I was saying, and I know just from dropping it against Carter, is Long Gunners are really not anti-infantry until they drop against certain Krix pairings. And
yes. You're like, oh, no, I have an 18-inch swath of the field that I'm just going to get gunned down.
So that's interesting. Two lists that obviously Haley 1 just loves playing against Krix.
And he was playing a really like odd and, lightning build of Haley 1.
Yeah, so a little bit of high pow, armor
the
cracking.
Stormblades to trigger their thing twice. And yeah. Then Storm Towers and...
So yeah, take a look at those two lists. We're trying to figure it out. I guess... Pyre Captain immediately said, oh, yeah, that's the golden bullet for, or the silver bullet
well,
for
that
Krix.
That was Mayhew.
That was Mayhew.
I'm like, I don't know what you.
I thought it was, because when I think of those two casters, I'm like, they could be like, he could be like, okay, I'm building a silver Krix bullet. And I'm like, oh, these are actually like.
Yeah, because can he like pull in a bunch of people
into covering fires?
Into covering fires and all that.
Our
explosion, basically. And
yeah.
On the.
For Krix.
On that same team is a Haley 2, Haley 3 combo. So, and they also have like a Grim 2 Rune Shaper, or a Doom Shaper 1, so they might not have think they needed more Crix drop. Granted, there's teams
so
running on five
like,
Crix now. But
I got the Crix Boogeyman, but I tooled them to be armor cracking. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a Storm Strider Dynamo and a Storm Tower with Prime Haley, and I think Storm Tower is actually pretty cool because it's a range. It's 2 points, range 14, power 14.
Yeah.
Arc D 3 times. That feat makes it double tap. And he took a minimum unit of Silverline Storm Guard. And I was like, oh, that's the. It's just the captain's gun in this point. Like, he drops the 5-inch AoE template. Everything underneath it takes +2 damage from lightning. So now my Striders are hitting at higher power. The tower is. Like, it's Dynamo's getting +2 power to all those shots. And you're using her feet to.
Dynamo's arcane shielded.
Yeah.
And like, something else is arcane shielded, I bet.
It's interesting to see. The stuff that does break from the norm like this, because, you know, there's what we decided 520 lists is
510. Yeah, if there's 51 teams, we're kind of confused about the number of teams. We think it's 51.
Well, either way, there's over 500 lists, and a lot of it is standard meta stuff that kind of has been tried and tested. And then you just see weird stuff like this that pops up, and you're like, what is their plan for that? See how it works out.
There was a Harkovich, but I didn't spend too much time looking at it. Speaking of Kador, I was actually very proud of the international community for bringing out a bunch of Vlad 2s, which made me very happy.
Nice.
My favorite caster in the game is...
How about Convergence? Well, I have not seen
saw
a Convergence.
Two. Both of them had Lucant, one had Centurion, and one had Aurora. So that's...
Makes sense.
Yeah. A big thing with Kador, though, is Kador, like most of them had the Butcher 3 list with like 3 heavies in it.
Yeah.
Jamie Perkins brought Sorcerer 2, Butcher 3 with multiple heavies.
Interesting.
But I was very happy to see Vlad 2 getting represented. Vlad 2, Sorcerer 2, Butcher 3, Signar. I actually don't think I saw any mercs yet. No, there was a couple mercs. There was a couple like there was a Gordon Exelon Texas pair.
Yeah,
that makes sense. There were a couple mercs in there.
I'm waiting for the all Cephalix pairing. Wonder if somebody has that rocking. Yeah. Even though the caster's not out yet, but whatever.
Trolls was pretty well dominated by runes and EE, even though we saw...
That's just having so much success right now, it's kind of hard to beat.
There was a non-tier Doom Shaper list. I saw a couple Madrak 1s and a couple Madrak 2s, which were kind of cool. A couple Grim 2s. I think there was a Kalandra there somewhere.
I haven't seen Kalandra out of tier yet.
I saw one.
You saw Kalandra out of tier?
I did see one.
Awesome.
It's a rare and precious sighting. See, Scorn covered. Legion was covered.
It's a lot of little two. It's a lot of what the expected nasty customers.
Yeah.
Abby 2 kind of surprised me a little bit.
He's been raving about that, though. Like, hits, and my favorite is raving about Abby 2 Wasps.
Yeah.
I think he's running 3 now, isn't he? Like
Jake Van Meter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three units of them.
Our buddy of the show, Doug, do the Blight Wasps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
Buddy of the show?
Yeah.
Well, Ian knows him personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we haven't, like, interviewed Doug Hamilton or...
I've never met the man.
Or contacted him.
He
or,
is a buddy of the show.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I won't argue with it.
He's a buddy of the buddy.
Yeah, like the Wasps...
I'm not your buddy, pal.
But when you look at it, the Wasps just have this amazing anti-infantry play under all the Abby buff feats. Like, she's giving them reach, she's giving them +2 to hit, she's giving them +2 strength. They're animus, they're getting basically that overtake bouncing around. They're going to just murder things, like murder infantry that they come across. It is kind of one, all in that one shot of her feat, but it's really impressive.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a reflection of where Legion's at right now, where they're not just a Veil 2, Lilith 2, Saren anymore. Because we saw that at the finals of Lock and Load Masters, where there was 2 Legion players playing against each other in the finals, and there wasn't a Ravagor between those 4 lists. It was like, and the finals was Abby 2 and Thagrosh 2. They were trying to outpunch each other.
So, love it.
So Legion is in a very interesting place right now. We do see a lot of Veil 1, Veil 2.
It is interesting how it changes from 1 year to the next, because being that last year was Veil 2 Saren, and that was the most common. Now it's...
I think I saw 1 Saren in my quick reviews of all the lists. It wasn't as common as...
That's what's so cool about this game. It's constantly changing and stuff. And, you know, EE runes wasn't a part of the meta in the WTC last year, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm confident enough to say that there's probably more instances of Scabrous than there are instances of Saren in the WTC this year.
Interesting.
That's go Scavvy.
Venithrax, WTC 2016, Venithrax is making a comeback.
Maybe.
Hey, you know, if the trolls run away with it, Venithrax might come back.
Oh, and
show up, because he never was around.
There was one pairing that I think you should look at, Clint, which is on Team France Obelix.
Wait, what was the team?
Team France.
I don't care.
Okay. There was a troll player that was playing Madric 1, Madric 2.
Okay, I do care a little bit now. Which one? Asterix?
Obelix.
Obelix. Obelix. And I mean, we're never going to get to see it played because they're just going to give up before the game.
Just, wow. We're scrolling through this.
Well, again, we talked about this.
We're ambassadors to the game.
I'm not an ambassador. I'm just the tech guy. I never put myself up.
Worker.
Never put myself up for ambassador.
There's a Saren.
There's Vale 2 Saren. Right? Disciple of Everblight is Vale 2? Yeah, Vale 2 Saren.
Well, one of the things I think we've talked about...
I just passed
it. Isn't console?
Where was it?
Console of Everblight is...
So that's a Vale 1. We could be wrong. Whatever. Stupid Vale.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tier 4 Machinations of Shadow, so I didn't think it was Vale 2.
The name of the name of the player is Adrian... Kier?
Interesting.
I just want to see you pronounce every name on the roster.
This is why I'm backup on commentary. I'm not. That's on other people who are actually there. I can actually ask them to their face. Like, well, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Is anybody else figuring out why I said I wasn't going to do any commentary? Because there's no way. Team Poland gets up there and I'm like, this guy is going to move forward.
And on this team, we're going to have some.
They all had handy nicknames because they knew.
Polish guy one. I sound like a joke is about to start. Like Polish guy one walks into a bar. Polish guy two walks into that same bar. You think the second one would have ducked. So Madric 2. I like this Madric. You guys didn't get that joke, did it? Bar. If I explain it to you, it's not funny. Madric 2. This list has Horgul with two Pyre Trolls, which I think is really cool.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
So
that's a lot of shots on his feet turn.
Lots of fire going out. He does have Fire Eaters to kind of...
Madric 2 with Fire Eaters actually sounds really good.
Not a lot. I mean, besides the Burrowers, he's got Warders too. There's not a lot of... And a Thumper crew. Interesting.
There's not a lot of what?
There's not a lot of...
punching melee.
He's got Horrible with two Pyre Trolls.
I like that it's Madric too, and you just said, you know, besides Burrowers and Warders, there's
you kind of want one more unit in there because everything's going to get there slowly. The Warders are going to get there slowly.
And they're going to punch you twice.
But
he's
going to
shoot you twice too.
What if they're dead?
Yeah, it's all good. I will say, like, scrolling through as far as Krix is concerned, I'm seeing a crap ton of Scar 1.
Yeah.
All of
them have Devil Shadow Mutineers and just guns everywhere.
I'm just very glad that nobody's playing Shooty P. Denny right now with the Devil Shadow Mutineers have purchased for a roommate that plays.
Talk
Krix.
About it, it might get summoned. It's been a while since I've played anyone. I do like winning games on round two.
You're playing Guild Ball. You're playing Guild Ball. When are we going to start doing Guild Ball fluff episodes?
I will interrupt this podcast right now and do a Guild Ball fluff episode.
Let's talk about the Brewers Guild.
So listen to our next episode, which will be fluff episode a la Guild Ball.
Just do it. He's looking at the French team, and
I'm caught.
I will pay money for you to just videotape him.
French don't have hard A's, just so you know. When you're looking at it, it's
I should have known that from having a French grandmother.
And didn't you take French like in school?
That's not why important. He can't pronounce all his
I took Spanish in school correctly. Because I live in Florida.
Oh, okay.
I tried to learn French,
he
but I didn't.
He took English in school. It didn't help.
It didn't either.
He tried to learn French, and he stopped at Ayla. I think as far as our first impressions, we're tapped out.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's like 500 lists.
This is a massive amount of information, and I'm sure people are going to dig into this. Last year, I mean, people were throwing up stats of how many instances of every caster was being taken, and I'd be really interested to see like kind of those numbers and see where they line up with what.
And we might follow up discussion, not as like a main topic, but we might follow up with like the people once people have actually started crunching the numbers, because two people at this table are actually going to WTC, so this is a big, important thing to us.
Wait, who's the two people?
Carter and Power Captain.
Dang it!
I don't know how to turn cameras on, but I gotta
make plans. We're just going to go and just talk to each other about it and be like, oh, you wanted that recorded? It was cool. I can tell you about it.
All right, I'll hold my iPhone up to the table. I'll put it on YouTube later for y'all.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
No, Clinton Mayhew's going with like a million cameras and like professional graphics and like soundboards.
Oh man, the graphics look so sweet.
And like music.
What's that guy's name?
Keith Alexander from Black Flag Gaming.
Keith Alexander from Black Flag Gaming is a boss.
Throw him money. Like if you're listening to this and you have a way to throw him money, throw money at him randomly.
What does he do for Black Flag Gaming?
That's his little podcast battle report.
Way to just thing. Like completely like just demean it. His little podcast.
Wow, I'm trying to make it big.
You said little though.
I did. All
right.
His amazing podcast.
His amazingly produced video.
If you need
podcast.
Some graphic art stuff done, please go to his little website.
And give him a little bit of money.
Just a little bit.
Find a way to throw money at him and then throw money at him.
And then the sound guy.
And then our sound guy, we added a sound guy named Rob Harvey after a selection process. There was actually more than one person asking to be the sound guy for the stream.
So we came up with we have a sweet like theme and you released it to the public on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I released our intro video that has the official WTC theme music because the committee actually voted in.
Sounds like da-na-na, da-na-na.
Yeah.
Kind of, actually.
I sent examples to the people who were requesting to be a part of this project, and the examples I pulled was actually League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm, like that type of music. And I was like, do something like this. Because I'm shamelessly ripping off esports as far as how this is being portrayed, but I don't care. So,
no pressure, but we're trying to compare ourselves to the League of Legends.
Just getting inspiration.
We're getting there.
Just going to step up to, Riot and Valve and Blizzard.
We're going
to
have stadiums full of people for this.
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to fund the stadium.
Stretch goals.
When there's a Team Korea, then we'll do it.
That's true.
Because you have to have a whole Korean team for that to work.
Well, we just got to start growing the War Machine community in Korea.
And then nobody but Korea will ever win again.
That's how it works in esports.
It's true.
Well, anyway, I think we're pretty much wrapped up. As far as our plans for the WTC, we're doing a test run of our stream on August the 29th, and we should have that up posted the following Wednesday, hopefully.
I'm hoping to actually test streaming through the Chain Attack Twitch stream.
Okay, so then you can watch the live
recording.
Stream.
I'm going to post a recording. I don't know if I can trust the internet or venue.
Yeah, the internet the game store is not the best right now.
Okay, so we're going to be running a test. It's going to hopefully involve all the graphics. It's going to involve all the cameras. It's going to involve the team selection screen, commentators.
We will record it as a stream. So
wait,
am I
commentifying on this?
Or playing. You get to pick.
What?
I think you and me will commentate. I think that would be a good time.
I prefer the team commentating.
Yeah, excellent.
I might be looking for Team Enter the Crucible players to fill out the team.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Team Enter the Crucible, but it's actually going to be team like Jeff and Troy, and then whoever else shows up
and
wants
three
to play.
Strangers. Yeah.
I'll bring Guild Ball. I'll throw down.
So the level of play might not be what you're going to see at the WTC, but it's going to be an example of the presentation.
Right. It was important to me. The most important thing
sounds
was,
like Team ET. What, Troy and Jeff are playing? So it sounds
well,
like,
no, that yeah. those guys.
So it's going to be
playing.
Better than the normal ETC players.
Sounds like that team might fall a little short.
any chance to make a short joke on Jeff. And you dragged Troy into it, too. Good
you
work.
Did. Even though Troy is way taller than Jeff.
Yeah,
So much taller. Oh, it's like a giant.
Just millimeters.
Like a Vietnamese giant. I don't think there are any Vietnamese giant.
Well, there
is. There's Chinese giants because there's so many of them that the genes of, you know, you got the, it's...
What are
it's
you doing?
Seriously, all right, what are all right, you
with
doing?
That,
so, Ox in Guild Ball is a really interesting character.
Okay.
I actually have a psychological profile of him posted on the Guild Ball forums.
All right, great.
Okay,
that's not a lie because I'm me.
Let's spit me.
So
some,
you know, yeah,
spit
I can.
Me some Guild
so
Ball.
You want to record a Guild Ball fluff episode because the Muse on Mini's network is all about it now.
I mean, do not tempt me.
I'm tempting you.
Tomorrow
I'll just
late.
Send it. No, it's right
it's
now.
It's bedtime.
You showed up. we talked about it. Do check it out on Muse. It's a cool game. We're kind of hyped about it. If anybody's still listening to this and it hasn't been cut. Other than that, thanks. Hopefully we'll have some more content after we've been able to dig in to some of the info we've been given.
Yeah, this was just basically first impressions, and I think it was a good podcast, though. Good discussion, guys.
You can't end a podcast. You can't do it. Thanks for joining us into the Crucible. We'll see you next time.
Mayhew got the morticians?
Yeah, I got the morticians.
I'm fisherman.
I decided to be Crix in at least one game I play.
Did anybody decide to do the Brewers Guild?
Lionel is, but...
But, yeah, you're probably good on that.
But you will be able to play 7 games in the span of his one game.
That's true.
Yes.
Who's not played? They're doing the... Jeff's doing the Masons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
There's a Guild Ball podcast on Muse now.
Yeah, Muse went 100% Guild Ball.
And it's from...
from
Tampa. No us.
What?
Yeah.
I was shocked. I went on the website. I used to go on the forum. I would see that there's a Guild Ball podcast called Guild Ball Tonight.
Yeah.
And then I started looking around, and they have their little, like, report in, blah, blah, blah. And that's when I learned that Armada Games in Tampa is the center of the universe. And Phil, on the forums, is the Guild Ball Tonight guy. And he's like, yeah, I'm in Tampa at Armada. I was like, oh. So of Guild Ball, this British game, the one, like, the big podcast, first one out the gate, is out of Tampa.
So long story short, we'll probably have it at Crucible.
Awesome.
Probably. So
sweet.
You need to practice up because we expect you to win Guild Ball at Crucible.
Yep, we're going
to
play it on the hardcore 35-minute death clock.
If
mode.
I want to play anything at Crucible, it's going to be War Machine, but still.
I'm going to cast Guild Ball, even if it's just my games.
Yeah, you just got we're here with the Union versus the Fisherman's Guild and the very first game of the tournament.
I think what I'm going to try to do next turn is hopefully he doesn't go for my my hero.
I think we're going to go for a mid-game interview. Okay, what can I do to shut you down at this point?
You just have a co-anchor that doesn't exist. Well, Bob, he won the initiative role because he had a lot of momentum.
This was Trisha Takanawa with your on-site reporting.
All right, he's laying his influence down. Let's see where it goes, and I'm going to react to my plan accordingly. I don't think that was a good move, Bob. See,
he loaded it way too much, and I've got bullshit Midas who's going to fucking enter the cracking that motherfucker into oblivion.
Yeah, when I saw that they were...
I like how my like sportscast is just shouting.
I hate what you play!
My voice, but just shouting.
I'm glad Midas gets played in another game.
So whenever I commentate, that's what's happening. I'm just going to talk like that from now on.
That's good. We should do that. We should do like freaking Joe Rogan and the other guy. It's just like, what?
Yeah. Gaspy's popping his feet. He's going for the finish.
Oh, it's in deep. That ball's in deep.
It's in deep.
I'm not even adjusting the
mic.
That.
For the score.
Go!
Go!
See, casting Guild Ball would
fun. God damn it. It'd be so fun.
I think I have an after the music. I'm just going to throw that out there.